Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
When you look at the New Testament with fresh eyes and you consider the concept of perseverance or even the word perseverance, it's astonishing how highly it's exalted. When Jesus said in the parable of the soil, it's through perseverance that we produce a crop. That it's not a flash in the pan exercise, but Jesus said you sow your seed, but it's not just sowing it, but it's by persevering that we produce a crop. Or James, who said we must persevere to produce fruit. And so Paul says that every major New Testament writer talks about the need to persevere. Scripture is very clear that Christianity isn't a flash in the pan exercise. You don't become mature overnight. You don't grow intimacy in a marriage overnight. And you usually don't grow out of an addiction overnight. Now, occasionally, God will move miraculously. I've seen God relieve some people of addictions instantaneously in about 1% of the cases. 99% of the time, it seems like His Spirit gives people the strength to say no to that addiction 100 times a day until they gradually grow out of it. And I think the same thing is true with marital intimacy. We can have a relationship that's grown distant or that's grown frustrating, but it's as we persevere in doing the right things that we slowly grow back together. Now, here's what I love about that. Everything that Scripture says is exactly what we know now from neuroscience, the study of our brain. In the way that neuroscientists describe our brain is that they use the term neuroplasticity, that our brains are literally shaped by our decisions. We physiologically shape our brains. It's the power behind addictions. It's the power behind muscle memory when we're learning to play an instrument. It's something that probably would make the listener smile. Ask if they've ever driven to their home from work or church, pull into their driveway, and realize they didn't make a single conscious decision the whole way they drove home. It's almost like they're on autopilot. That's neuroplasticity. It's become so familiar, it just happens. Their brain isn't thinking right on Jefferson, left on Adams. It's just go home, and it's one decision. And the same thing is in with marriage. We have to learn how to do the right habits that lead to intimacy. We create those grooves in our brain that lead us toward each other instead of away from each other. But if we have these little habits where you face a stressful tie and a woman calls her mom instead of her husband, or her sister instead of her husband, or her best friend instead of her husband, or her husband is having a really stressful time and instead of processing it with his wife, he reads the newspaper or something far worse just to sort of hide from the reality rather than to address the reality, you start to grow away from each other. And so I just found in Scripture that to what I need to grow as a believer, those little steps of perseverance, is also what I need to grow as a husband. So the more I grow in perseverance, I become more like Christ as a believer, and I become closer to my wife as a husband, and the two realities lift each other up in a way that only God could design.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.